This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Students across the Front Range got a snow day on Wednesday. Denverite's Kevin Beatty headed to Ruby Hill in Denver to see how they spent it.
This is the primo sledding spot in the city, and lots of kids are getting in on the action.
I don't like sledding, but my dad made me come.
Okay, so not everyone's here by choice, but most, like Christina, a high school junior, were pretty glad when they heard school was canceled.
I was happy.
Why were you happy?
Because I didn't have to go to school.
It's been a weird couple of years for students who have had to figure out virtual learning during lockdowns and then dive back into in-person classes this year.
It is a hassle getting back into the routine.
Kitsali, a ninth grader, said she was glad to go back with her friends, but a snowy day is especially welcome amid all the readjustment.
There's been a lot of schoolwork just catching up. We needed a break.
Flying down the hill, going home for hot cocoa, a snow day feels pre-pandemic, old school. But these kids say it's what they needed. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Parents from across Colorado waged a virtual campaign Wednesday, urging lawmakers to propose legislation that identifies and screens children at risk of reading struggles like dyslexia. The state currently identifies students who are already behind in reading. Lindsay Dracos with the nonprofit group CoKid says if interventions happen before the child is behind,
your chance of catching them up is exponentially higher. If you catch a child already behind in reading, the time for intervention is four times as long.
Parents directed letters, phone calls, and social media posts to local lawmakers. 34 other states already have dyslexia screening bills. This is CPR News and KRCC, and it is a sunny day across Colorado with highs in the mid-teens to low 20s.